What up, fools? Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. I'm going to ask him if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There's also an option for pending. I'm Alex, by the way. I don't think I was ready for it because I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off this week. But Oregon football starts Saturday against Bowling Green City State College of Ohio. Not sure we're going to learn a bunch about either team this week because Oregon should destroy Bowling Green. But they've been talking up their offense quite a bit. Veteran quarterback, two wideouts over 6'5", big physical offensive line. But of course, the Ducks on paper are shaping up like they could be very good this season. And for this game, the Bovada point spread is Oregon as a 32-point favorite at home. So our first point spread prospectus of the season. The prospectus. Oregon will cover the 32 in Autzen on Saturday.
Oy, that's making me make a prediction. That's
a lot of points.
It is WMP. Couple years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, they'll probably score 50, but they might give up 30. I don't think Oregon is going to give up a lot of points. I see this in that 56 to 14 range, and hearing Coach Cristobal talk about wanting to run 85-90 plays, right. I don't think they're going to take the foot off the gas. So if I had to, I'd lay the points.
Which you do. So that's a buy. I got another one for Saturday. The NCAA's new redshirt rule will allow true freshmen to play in up to four games, still be able to redshirt to retain the year of eligibility. So conceivably, they could play nearly as much as the starters in these first three non-con games, still get redshirted. It gives coaches a chance to evaluate them in game situations, decide if they want them for the conference slate and beyond. So in terms of Oregon, that means we could see a lot of the youngsters in these first three games. What about the quarterbacks, though? Herbert's going to play. Burmeister listed as his backup. Tyler Shuck, the big-time recruit everyone wants to see. Prospectus, you buy or sell all three of them playing in the first three games.
So they will each get in.
In all three games.
Oh, I absolutely buy that. That was, I thought, a bad decision early in 2016 to not capitalize on getting the backups in there, Herbert, when it was Prukop.
Yep. All right, how about some soccer? Clint Dempsey retired from pro soccer today at the age of 35, had a hell of a career, which included three World Cup appearances, 7 years playing in the Premier League. He led the USA to a CONCACAF Gold Cup title three times, finished tied with Landon Donovan as the U.S. men's national team's all-time leading scorer. Of course, he's a flounder, so screw him. But he was a three-time USA Soccer Player of the Year, the first American player to score a hat trick in the Premier League, and his 72 goals is the most in Europe's top league for an American as well. So the prospectus, Clint Dempsey, the United States' best soccer player ever.
Ever! Well, didn't you kind of just answer that? Don't goals and
with all the numbers,
CONCACAF
tied with Landon Donovan
and
the all-time leading scorer.
EPL. I don't know. This is a terrible thing to say because whenever I hear Donovan on the radio, I really like him a lot.
Sure.
But I kind of have him tied to underachieving American teams. So with not much authority, and I can't do pending because he's done. I'm gonna buy that.
I always like Dempsey more, too. And he's a rapper, too. I think he calls himself Deuce or something like that. Yeah.
Another Deuce? Didn't we go through this yesterday?
I don't even know. A couple very good backup quarterbacks on the move today. Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Saints to be Drew Brees' backup. And the Packers traded away the future replacement for Aaron Rodgers and Brett Hundley.
Jeez.
He goes to the Sea Chickens to back up Russell Wilson. It's a really interesting move for Green Bay because Hundley filled in for 9 games when Rodgers broke his collarbone and played pretty well. He's no Aaron Rodgers, but who is? So that leaves them with DeShone Kizer behind him now. So the prospectus, trading away Brent Hundley for a 6th-round pick was good business for the Pack.
Man, I don't like either of those moves, Bridgewater or Hundley. Much as I love Rodgers, he's missed some time. Darnold's played for USC last year.
Yeah.
So, and a 6th-round pick. I don't like it one bit. I'm selling that.
Of course, the reason they got rid of Hundley is because they don't have any more money, because they just gave Aaron Rodgers the richest deal in the history of the sport. $103 million guaranteed. He will end his career in Green Bay. Now, he has dealt with injury issues himself, is now 34 years old, will turn 35 during the season, probably doesn't have that many years left, but he is at the very least the second best quarterback in the NFL. But should he get paid like the best player ever? The prospectus, giving Rodgers this extension now was a smart move for the Packers.
So in essence, it takes him through his 36th, 7th, and 8th year, and isn't there a way out for the 4th year? So it's really a 3-year guarantee. You know,
$103 million.
We see these guys play. Brady, not as good an athlete as Rodgers. Peyton Manning, not as good an athlete as Rodgers, into their 40s. By the way, what are they going to do? Not pay him and risk that? So I actually don't have an issue with it. I mean, his last full season, he threw 40 touchdown passes and 4,400 yards. So again, I need the exact wording.
Given Rodgers this extension now, a smart move for the Packers.
Buy it.
How about Odell Beckham Jr., who just became the richest wideout in NFL history? He has clearly had a rocky career with the Giants, mostly because of weird off-the-field issues, but on the field, when healthy, phenomenally talented. Since 2014, even though he missed 17 games with injury, ranks 8th in receptions, 7th in yards, 2nd in touchdowns, averages 94 yards per game, which ranks 3rd behind Julio Jones and Antonio Brown. But should he be paid more than those two guys? The prospectus, Odell should be the highest paid wideout in the NFL.
Well, it's kind of a trick question because it depends whose contract comes up next. So of all the guys who were due to get paid, he's the best that was available. And when the next one goes, they'll get a few more bucks than him, and the next one will get a few bucks more than them. So like I said yesterday, it ain't my money, and I'm really happy they locked him up with Barkley and Manning coming back and what I think looks like a better offensive line, which is not saying much. So yeah, I'll buy that.
I believe you underestimate my sneakiness. CBS Sports did an interesting survey of 100 college basketball coaches. Among the many other questions they asked them, asked about if they thought Rick Pitino will be hired again by a Division I school. 54% of them said yes. Among the quotes, yes, but it would be a complete joke. But based on previous hires of some guys, I'm sure someone will want the publicity. Another, as long as Adidas didn't implicate him under oath, then he'll definitely coach again. If there's really no evidence he knew about the Bowen stuff, he'll coach again. So the prospectus, Rick Pitino will coach at a D1 school again.
Dave Bliss got another coaching job, and he tried to paint a dead player as a drug dealer. I don't trust anybody, so I'm buying that. By the way, they say things happen in threes. So Odell Beckham Jr., biggest contract for a receiver. Aaron Rodgers, biggest contract ever. So next we need Steve, richest contract in radio. Eugene Sports Radio. I'm not even looking for national radio, just Eugene Sports Radio. And I'm willing to have a back-end buyout if I don't own up.
I like that. Are we going to have some sort of like trickle-down economics
yes,
thing
Yes, there
here,
will absolutely
we'll
be
I'll,
trickle-down.
I'll get that trickle-down. Is that?
And I'll even go like for it. 2 years.
I like
with
it.
With a station option for a third.
I don't know. This is really good on paper. It sounds good, but I don't know if I'm actually going to get that trickle down.
Is this a case where are we gonna get back to each other on this one?
Yeah, you're gonna take the money and run, I'm pretty sure.
I can't run. I have to stay here and you know where I live.
Yeah, that's true.